do today's pre-show. Audio is on, video is on, Phil is on, you're on, I'm on. Who's on first? Does anybody know where Kelly is? Okay, this is a encore show today in keeping with our normal schedule. Last week we had jury duty. I'd like to thank everybody at the Ventura Hall of Justice. That was really cool. I enjoyed it. And not only that, I came away for the first time in years with a good feeling about my fellow citizens. All kinds of people are doing their jury duty, doing their civic duty. And they weren't bitching, they weren't complaining, they weren't grousing. They had their little laptops, they had their little iPads, they had their phones, they were working, they were reading, they were doing what they had to in between, going between courtrooms. But, and I just looked around me and I felt like, you know, wow, these are the real Americans. This is really America here. I mean, you know, we get kind of weird. We think that because we see all this extreme shit in the news, we think that's the way the country is. But most people are kind of like the rest of us. They want everything to work. They want it to work. They want things to go smoothly. They got kids. They got fucking things they're planning for their lives. They've got other shit to do besides worry about how fucked up the country's getting, you know? So they want things to go smoothly. I think people mean they want the best for the country. And if somebody says, you got to go to jury duty, okay, yeah, I'm there. So that's what I took away from it. Now, call me naive, call me silly, but I frankly believe that what my viewpoint is the common viewpoint, the mainstream viewpoint. I think people that would be cynical about it are the extremely unhappy people. All right, having given that little speech, aren't you glad I did? We are going to do our encore show today. We're going to go over to the website. Got my fucking stomach, man. I was with my buddies Don and Mike and Carm yesterday. We were just kicking. These guys are old timers. They like to jam. They used to be in a band together many, many years ago, over 50 years ago. These cats were in a band together as teenagers, and they still jam on the weekends. And I went over to Don's house, and I hung out with them, and we had some lunch. I had a fucking salad from a local takeout place that Pam, Don's wife, ran and got lunch for all of us, which was really cool of her. I think this salad was, like, not good because my stomach is... I'm fine. Like, I'm not puking or anything, but would you like to hear graphically just exactly how... I'm just kidding. Okay, so did we log in? No, we did not fucking log in, bitch. Log the fuck in. Sorry. The first time I ever heard that, the use of the term bitch in that sort of colloquially masculine, communicative, not really serious, but serious way, you know, it's like in the 90s. I think it was making the rounds in movies at the time. So I'm in Miami, and one of the engineers, the two engineers were talking to each other, two of our young techs. The guy said something to him, like, well, did you see the stuff there? I saw it, bitch. And I started busting out laughing. And from that point forward, I'm a simple-minded fool, you know, just anything makes me laugh. Just about anything makes me laugh. Not everything makes me laugh. That would make me kind of sick, wouldn't it? All right. So we're setting up. We're going to take a look here. How'd you like the Saturday cinema? Village of the Damned. Too bad the audio was kind of fucked on it, but nonetheless. There we go. Cool. So today is the 8th. Let's see what we got, man. What was August 8th of last year? What were we doing? I know what I want to do on the... when we do our first show back tomorrow, it's going to be Coach Dozier commenting on the whole Village of the Damned, the whole idea that students are like an alien threat. I found that very funny. Wait, what is 2008? Why do we have 2008 in here? Go back to Phil, what are you doing, man? 2021, not 2008. Wow. August? The 8th, that's what I was looking for. August 8th, not 2008. You dumb cuff. God, it was last year that we rolled out Manos, Hands of Whatever. Phil interviews Dr. Jim Sadler, who's written Cry Like a Bitch. Did we already do this show? We did. I don't care if we did. I'm going to do it again. This is funny. Phil interviews Dr. Jim, who's written Cry Like a Bitch about tough guys who break down and cry to their wives and girlfriends. Don Mixa wants to improve Mount Rushmore. We got to watch. We got to work. Is this... Hopefully. So let's take a look at it. So I'll show you here. Now, let me see. I'm wearing my old gray shirt. No, it's a replay. What the fuck is this story? Oh, it's a Monday show. Why is a Monday a replay? Am I on vacation? Let me see. You know.
Well, I didn't want to preempt you, Phil, but it does take a woman's... This is a very, very delicate subject.
It really is, Margaret, and thank you very much.
Let me see what this is about. Why are you doing this, man? And I'll let you know, when I can, of these things that we're doing. But, you know, the thing of it is most of everything these days is all confidential. Got me, which I already...
Oh, I was doing a show. That's right. I was doing a fucking TV show. I was doing Grace and Frankie. That's why I had to do a replay, because I didn't have fucking time. Okay. Now I dig. Now I dig what, you know... So let me go back. Let me go back. Jesus H. Christ, let me go back. And let me get my face in there so you don't freak out. And, you know, there's Phil. As ugly as he is, we have to see him just so we know that, you know, what's going on. Shit. God damn it. Bud Dickman Show with 30 Days of Bobby Dooley kicks off. What the fuck? What were we doing, man? Cry Like a Bitch, 30 Days of Bobby Dooley. Are these all goddamn fucking summer replays? You know, I don't take vacations anymore, so I don't know what... I'm not really clear what the hell is going on. Let's see if this is a replay. No, it's not. Bud Dickman, Radio Show Contest, to singing songs about the moon, Jeff Dowder explaining body surfing, and Bud breaking into song as well. All right. This ought to be funnier than fuck.
All the way to the moon. Dun, 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 dun.
This ought to be good. Let's see how it starts. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Cool. All right. Here we go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, that's not it. 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 That ain't it either. No, that ain't it. Mitch. That's not it, Mitch. Let's go. Obviously, I got something specific in mind. There it is. Okay, motherfuckers. Okay, there we go, there we go, there we go, there we go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So is that it? Is that the beginning of the show? Yeah, it is. Okay. So anyway, I just did two really fun auditions. God, I really hope I get this one gig because it's fun. It's improvisational. Anytime they ask you to improv, man, I fucking love that. You know, I know that it's not probably the most disciplined. You know, people that improv well, it's great. But you know what? We work in a world where there's scripts. There's fucking shit you need to read. You know, they want it said a certain fucking way. And I understand that. I just don't want to say it the way they want me to say it. No, I'm just kidding. Let me put it this way. If they ever let me say it in a different way, I'm very happy to do it. Okay.